You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Dugan has raised a lot of dollars. With her July 21st trial approaching, Judge Hannah Dugan's legal team has raised nearly $138,000 from thousands of small donors. That's according to JS Online. Dugan is charged with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. Prosecutors say she helped a man avoid immigration agents in her courthouse by escorting him out of a back door. Her attorneys have asked for charges to be thrown out, arguing she acted within her official judicial capacity. Federal prosecutors yesterday argued for charges to proceed. Cathedral Square in Milwaukee is one of the places where protests against immigration enforcement are being coordinated. There's an event today organized by a group called the Party for Socialism and Liberation. That's at 6. For this weekend, there are more than 50 locations listed in Wisconsin for what is called a nationwide day of action. It's organized by a group called Indivisible and partner organizations. In Milwaukee, an assembly is scheduled for noon Saturday with a march from the square at 1. Some lawmakers are using Pride Month to bring forward relevant resolutions. Joanne Krulatz has more.
State Democrats have introduced legislation to amend language in the state constitution to better reflect the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized gay marriage. In addition to further solidifying the legalization of gay marriage in the state, lawmakers have also introduced the Marriage and Family Equality Act. That legislation is meant to update the language in state laws surrounding same-sex marriage and parental rights, making them more gender neutral. The bills are currently being circulated for co-sponsorship in the state legislature.
Free zoo admission and parking and Summerfest tickets are incentives for giving. The 20th annual blood drive at the Milwaukee County Zoo starts today. It runs through Thursday. Organizers hope the perks will encourage more people to roll up their sleeves and help save lives. A 91-year-old driver and her 92-year-old passenger died after a crash with a semi-truck in Waukesha County yesterday. The collision happened at 164 in Lonsdale Road when the elderly woman pulled in front of the semi. The semi-truck driver and another driver were hospitalized, but they're expected to recover. Groups helping people find work in Milwaukee and Waukesha are among the top recipients of new state grants. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development are investing $10 million in regional workforce organizations. A local group called Employ Milwaukee is going to launch a program called BankWorks with nearly $2 million. That will offer an 8-week banking career training session. The Waukesha-Ozaukee-Washington Workforce Development Board will use about $1 million to deliver training in advanced manufacturing, IT, healthcare, and more. The grants provide paid work experience, job training, and support services. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerina, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million bucks in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. Hollywood oddball Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct from nine women. According to Airmail, the Oscar-winning actor has a history of texting underage girls, even calling them in the middle of the night and making inappropriate sexual remarks. According to Yahoo Entertainment, one alleged victim, a Los Angeles DJ, claims she was assaulted backstage by Leto, even though she was only 17 at the time. Representatives for the My So-Called Life actor deny all claims. Netflix has released the trailer for Tyler Perry's latest Madea installment, Madea Destination Wedding. Please don't turn off the radio. Say what you want about Perry and this franchise, which is now 20 years old, but it is impressive that not one of the films has ever been rated fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and they keep getting greenlit. The franchise started in 2005 with Diary of a Mad Black Woman. For what it's worth, Perry has been part of good films and projects. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 72 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine warmer near 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.